Sister Sade, soldier of love, you know? Yes, sisters and brothers. My dear and wonderful sisters of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is Sunday, January the 4th, 2015. Sisters and brothers, do you feel, do I feel, do we feel like we are at the borderline of our faith? Do we feel as if we are at the hinterland of our devotion? Sister Sade, soldier of love, she wants us to go into the consciousness, to reawaken that power within that will cause us to be soldiers of love. May we overcome the circumstances that are causing us to lose faith in one another, causing us to not be devoted to each other as we should. We as poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples can no longer wait on any politician, any government official, any financial, educational, or even religious leader. We, the masses, are going to have to go into our own consciousness and stand up for each other. Because even the religious leaders teach division amongst religion. Even though when you go into the definitions of the words as we do, we see that every religious expression on the planet Earth is expressing the scientific reality of the same universe. And the scientific texts that we get in education is expressing the scientific reality of the universe. And only when you go into the definitions of the words in the African Hebrew language and the definitions of the words in the European Greek language for the New Testament African Hebrew language, Old Testament, the root of the New Testament, and you look at these words as we do, and you see the science in these words, and I have to conclude that those who are at the very top, not the preacher you see every day, not the little scientific professor that you see every day, but those who you never see that control science and control religion, they know because they understand the definitions of the words, that the words have the same definition, the same meaning. H2O is water. Agua is water in Spanish. Water is water in English. Should I argue with the scientist who says H2O, which is two hydrogens and one oxygen coming together to make water, create water? Should I argue with the Spanish person who says agua for water? Should I argue with the English-speaking person who says water? That's the condition that we find ourselves in as it concerns religion and science. The separations of religious people, poor working class masses, participating in the religions, and they're taught as separate entities, but they're teaching the same scientific reality of the universe. And then we in religion are taught to be separate from those in the sciences. But the root of religion and science is Africa. And Africa taught science and religion as one science of life. So now, Jesus, let's get to Jesus. He sends the disciples away into the ship. St. Matthew chapter 14. And after he sends them away, he goes up into a mountain to pray. Now, a mountain is a piece of earth, and a mountain is an elevated piece of earth. And we know the African narrative of the universe, the construct of the universe, that you begin with the waters of noon. Those waters were a plasma type water, full of cells, you might say, full of atoms, you might say. All that we have on this side was in those waters. Every structure, every fixture of the universe, you and I, we all began in those waters of noon. Now, this science of water may be traced into every religious expression on the planet and traced into scientific expression. These waters, a plasma type waters, a waters that had quartz in it, a waters that had the power of translucence, a water that had the power to create that which would be illuminating and full of light. These waters of melanin in the universe causes the universe to function as the universe should function. Melanin in the human structure causes the human structure to function as the human structure should function. Taste, smell, see, hear, feel, etc. No matter what your hue is, shade of color, all of us have a degree of melanin within our structure that causes our structure to behave as our structure should behave. So these waters of noon, dark energy, dark matter, plasma type waters, having within those waters the whole of the universe, everything that has ever existed, exists now, ever will exist. We were in those waters. Those waters encased in the womb of Nanette. In those waters. See, all of these are attributes of the Almighty Father and Mother Yehovah. The Almighty in the universe. And the Almighty within ourselves. In those waters. In Genesis, it says, in Genesis, first book of the Bible, it says, in the beginning, the Elohim, which is gods and goddesses, created the heavens and the earth. And the word create not only has to do with creating, but also birthing and cutting out of the self something. So the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth, gave birth to the heaven and the earth, cut out of themselves the heaven and the earth. The Elohim are the children of the Most High Yahovah. And the Elohim are empowered to bring in the universe and creation by the power of the Almighty Yahovah. Who are the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses specifically? Well, we have to know and understand that this narrative comes from the Kemites in Kemet in Egypt, that we call Egypt today. And the gods and the goddesses that brought in the universe on behalf of the Almighty God and the Almighty Goddess Yehovah, Father, Mother, those gods and goddesses, Nun, Nanet, Ptah, Hup, and Harhet, Kuk and Karket, Amun and Amonet. And these words have scientific definition, but they've been given human characteristics so that we may be better able to relate to these words. But these words are scientific expressions, sisters and brothers. These are the Elohim that brought the universe into existence by the power of the Almighty through the mechanism of the throne of the Almighty that dwells eternally in darkness and in blackness, triple darkness, triple blackness. Darkness is not evil, but darkness is that birth chamber. Psalm chapter 18, check out the throne in darkness and check out those words. And those words that describe the throne, describe the thick clouds and the thick black darkness and the thick dark waters. See, it's from water that we all come. And there's a scientific process to this waters being transformed into the mass matter material universe that we have today. But in that original time, before the beginning, because in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created. So the gods and the goddesses were taking action. And so if you look at the number scale and see the zero as the waters of Nun and the womb of Nanet, that birth chamber before the one and the two through nine, that time of no action. See, zero is a scientific reality. Zero is not nothing. Zero is the powerful reality from whence all somethings come. Zero is that birth reality, ground zero, the origins. In that time original, before the beginning, there was no movement, no action. All were peaceful. All were orderly. All were one. All were boundless and no barrier. So we look at the condition of the earth today. Men, women, boys, and girls divided along lines of ethnicity, religious expression, political expression, regional territory, meaning you live in the north, I live in the south. I don't like you because you live in the north. That one lives in Africa. That one lives in Asia. That one lives in Central and South America. We're divided because of the territory that we find ourselves living in. See, all of us, even though we may hate one another today, dislike one another today, can't get along with one another today, in the original period of time, before time, before the beginning, we were one. And so this is what Yahushua is teaching us, that we must be born again. We must go back into that original consciousness, that original reality from whence we come, and recapture our original consciousness and bring that consciousness here and now and clean up ourselves. And then clean up creation, clean up society, clean up civilization, and bring in the new Jerusalem, new society, new civilization here and now on this earth. So in that original time, no barrier, no boundary, orderly, peaceful, tranquil, all at one. Then you get the beginning of the actions of the gods and the goddesses. And you have that represented by Ptah rising up out of the waters of Nun. And that movement of the earth mound. The earth mound is called Ptah. That movement causes the water and the waves and the turbulence and the chaos and the movement of wind and water and tossing to and fro. And that movement of the waters and the waves also teaches us of the word of the Almighty causing movement of light and sound in the waters. The whole of the universe is yet waters, but transformed waters. But the word of the Almighty in those waters causing the movement of light and sound, inaudibly, invisibly at first, but then audibly and visibly, light and sound, and you may say a bang. We're not angry at the so-called Big Bang Theory. We know that light is sound, and sound causes light, and in sound is light, in the word is light. And that word from the Almighty, light and sound, causing this great sound, this great bang. This is scientific. And then you have Ptah now, representing the mind of the Almighty in the universe, goes and examines the causes and reasons for the chaos and turbulence and disorderly conduct in the waters. See, we are in the stage of after the zero. We are in the time in mathematics of 1 through 9. And in the movement of the 1 through 9, there is chaos and disorder in the movement. And so now Ptah says, we need to get rid of this chaos and disorderly conduct. We need to bring solutions so that we may have peace and tranquility and oneness again. And so Ptah thinks in his mind and thinks up the solution as Atum. Atum that you call today the atom, the hydrogen atom. Atum that in the New Testament is called Christos. Atum that in the Old Testament is called a dawn. A dawning of a new day. A dawn. Atum that in Hindu is called Lord Shiva. With the third eye, blue black, under the ring of fire. Atum that in the ritual of the Hajj in Islam, you see the men and the women putting on a white garment, marching around the Kaaba 7 times counterclockwise. The Kaaba representing dark energy, dark matter, those watchers, melanin of noon. and the people in white representing the field of light shining white from the golden sun. Further, that white light break it down into the seven colors of the rainbow and see in between the seven colors of the rainbow black, dark energy, dark matter, teaching us again of these watchers, melanin of noon, and the people marching in the counterclockwise seven times around the Kaaba, representing the sun going through the zodiac in the counterclockwise fashion, 26,000 years through seven pole stars as the earth follows the sun on a wobble on its axis. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. The earth wobbles on its axis. Every time it wobbles, you have a new North Pole star. That takes place every 3,000 years plus. And so, Atum is born from the mind of Ptah. Ptah, the mind of the Almighty, working on masculine and feminine polarity, giving birth to Atum. Ptah has thought of all the solutions that are needed to bring order out of chaos, to bring order out of turbulence, to bring all back into unity and oneness again. And Atum connected to Ptah. Atum, the word of Ptah made flesh. Atum now goes to work from the mind of Ptah. All of these are attributes and characteristics of the Almighty, and how the Almighty constructed the universe. And so the Atum is the sun, S-U-N. And that sun, S-U-N, called Atum, called Christos, called Lord Shiva, called the monstrance in the Catholic Eucharist, with the wafer surrounded by the ring of fire, and that wafer representing you and me as the body of Christ. We have that same power within our construct. Atum now brings order out of chaos. Atum brings peace and tranquility from turbulence. Atum brings all that have dwelled in division back into unity and oneness. So you have the three phases. Waters of Noon, Earth Mound Ptah, the Hydrogen Atum, which is the field of light, which is the atom, which is the solar sun energy force power, that field of light. Those are the three basic phases, three basic phases of the narrative of the construct of the universe. And so, in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. These words are describing the original condition of the universe as dark energy and dark matter, the original state of the universe, in which all of us were at one, were one and peaceful and tranquil. No barrier, no boundary. And then it says the spirit of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, spirit is feminine, mother, Holy Spirit, began to move on the face of the waters. And this is teaching us of sacred divine unity between sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine. As the waters are masculine and the face of the waters is the phallus, which is holy and righteous, and Mother Holy Spirit moves on the phallus or face of the waters, And then it says, the gods and goddesses Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And then it talks about how the waters were separated from the waters. Well, now we understand all of this scientifically. That the field of light that is called the S-U-N hydrogen sun, the hydrogen atom, that was called Atum by the ancients, that field of light is the firstborn of creation. And the field of light is the scientific power and force that went back into the waters and began to transform the waters, separating the waters from the waters. Now we can distinguish waters from the waters. All of the universe, we are yet those waters, original waters of Nun, but now we are transformed by the field of light. And I can see you, and you can see me, and we can distinguish one from another. We can see that there's a house here, a car there, a computer there, a dog here, a cat there. We're all yet those waters of Nun. We are yet those waters, but now the waters have been separated from the waters. The waters of the heavens are separated from the waters here on earth. The whole universe is yet waters, but now the waters can be distinguished from other waters. That is science. Oh, I am so grateful to the Almighty that the Almighty caused me, forced me to stick with scientific knowledge and understanding and continue to go after science and go after the definitions of the words in the Old Testament and the New Testament and see that the words in the African Hebrew Old Testament and the words in the European Greek New Testament are giving us the science, but we will never know if we don't go into the definition of the words. So watch this. When Yahushua goes up into the mountain, Yahushua is going up into the mind of Ptah. Ptah is the earth mound. The earth mound that rises up. And one of the etymological root to the word mountain in the European Greek is Iro. 142 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word is a verb and is defined, some of the definitions are to raise up, to elevate, to lift up, to raise from the ground, to take up stones. And so stones, rock, raised earth. This is Ptah. This is Ptah, the mind of the Almighty that gives us the solutions to the problems of turbulence and chaos and barriers and boundaries. So Yahushua goes up into the mountain, up into the raised, elevated earth mound, symbolically going up into the mind of Ptah, because Yahushua needs to teach the people how to overcome the prejudices and the biases and the barriers and the boundaries. Yahushua needs to be able to teach the people how to be organized and cease being disorganized. This word is also defined as to raise upwards, elevate, lift up the hand. I'm going to go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.